sleep, drinking wine by the fire, catching up. You're looking good, wish I could tell you I was over us. I get high every night when I'm all alone, 'cause it helps me forget that I'm feeling low. I told you I was doing fine, but it's a lie, don't you know? And if you want the truth, I'm still in love with you. No matter what I do, I'm still in love with you. Tell myself I don't care who you're with, I'm losing my mind. I picture you making love to someone else. Tell me why. I get drunk to shut up all these memories. Then I wake up and they come running back to me. So have your fun, give me none. I guess you've won and I messed up.
Hey everyone, we know what time it is. It's time for Preserve Jams. This is Anna. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're super hyped to be here this lovely Tuesday. You know, I've got my fantastic trainees with me. If they want to say hey.
Hi, this is Addie again.
Hi Addie, yay!
Hi, this is Noah.
Hi, Noah.
Hey, everyone. This is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, this is Mona.
Hi, Mona. Yay, we're so excited. So, you guys know that if you are a loyal listener to Preserve Jams, I'll let you guys know when these shows are, and you better listen to those, too, because these are going to be sick shows, okay? So, that's really exciting. We're going to just practice some stuff. You know, who knows? This is going to be a variety show today. I hope you're all having a really lovely Tuesday. Goodbye.
Sorry. Hey, everyone. This is Jack Batchelor on Preserve Jams. I'm here with my co-host at the moment. Sorry, just turning on the mics now. Still practicing. I want everyone to please share their mood for the week after, you know, this Indigenous Peoples Day off. So we'll start from the left here.
Hi, I'm Mona. I'm in a really good mood. I feel relaxed. I went home for the weekend and now I'm refreshed. So yeah, that's my mood, is good mood.
Good. Wow. Well, hey, this is Anna. My mood, it's a multitude of moods, if we're being honest here. We've got refreshment after the long weekend. I went to New York, which was great. Good to just get off campus sometimes. But also a little bit like, now I have to start midterms. So that's a little spooky. But, you know, October's a spooky month. We're just going to lean into it. That's how I feel.
Yeah, this weekend was quite wonderful. But I took a bus back up from Philadelphia and I got back to my dorm at 5:30 a.m. So I'm definitely exhausted, but also exhilarated because I know that this is going to be a pretty fantastic week.
Good. Hey, this is Addie. I'm feeling refreshed and revitalized after this weekend. Also, I'd like to contribute Happy Leif Erikson Day.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Happy Leif Erikson Day!
So I'm feeling great about that.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I'm super excited for this week as well.
What about you, Jack?
Well, I had a pretty long weekend. Just didn't sleep very well. Uh-huh. Been coming off a tough week, so I'm ready for a new week and new adventures. Also, shout out to my friend Alex Williams for helping me out this weekend a ton. You know what you did. This song goes out to you, bud. Oh, one sec. Funny how the little college girls go language grew up. Funny how the other private schools had no hopper club. Someone took a trip before you came to ski in the Alps. Father moved across the country just to some bunny scout. Country cross the country, mom, country, dig what I say. Living like a French Canadian, but we'll die in L.A. Coming in. Anna, are you on air right now? Uh-oh, she's not on air. What do I gotta do? We're figuring it out right now. She hung up. Did she? You didn't hang up. She didn't hang up, so we're figuring it out.
She hung up on her. Through the wrong
phone.
She's calling again.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, this is Anna. Sorry I hung up on you, Anna.
No, that's A-okay, Jack. I won't take it personally. I'm just really happy to have this opportunity to be on air with you right now. This is my favorite radio show. I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you so much, Anna. That means a ton to me, especially considering this is my first 15 minutes of a show right now. Is there any special guests you want to hear from in the studio here?
I would love to hear what everyone's favorite word is. If your guests could just go around and say what their favorite word is.
All right, yeah.
Well, mellifluous, personally. Oh,
what does that mean?
It means, like, sweet sounding, like nicely flowing or whatever. I don't know. It's kind of a weird word, but I just like how it sounds.
All right, well, we'll ask our guests right now. I mean, our guests in studio right now.
Great.
Guys, what do you think? What are your favorite words?
Copacetic, which means excellent order. Everything is copacetic.
Heck yeah, it is.
In the vein of fluous words, superfluous, it's an extra word that means being extra or over the top.
My favorite word is just extra. Just extra, because that's who I am deep inside, and that's okay.
Amazing.
I think my favorite word has to be happy. Just hard to say without smiling. Well,
that's so wholesome.
Thank you so much for calling in, Anna, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show here.
Of course, I'll be listening.
Great, thank you so much.
A little bit of nerd, now the outer space is, it's gotta destroy. After you, hell should be easy. After you, I don't know what I believe in. After you, hell will be easier. Tides that take the sand, I'm a tonic man. I'm the moon that pours the tides that take the sand. I'm a tonic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm a atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm a atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm a atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm a atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand.
Hello, this is Noah coming to you live from WMFO. And we have some listeners all across the country from Delaware to California, both coasts, representing. So here's my segment. I hope you enjoy the music.
The wall of the writer's block. You need a spark, a light in the dark, so get you out of your head and into your heart. A walk on the wild side, something in the way she moves, candle in the wind, and it's blowing everywhere we go. All these girls got something going on. Met in a club, her name was Lola, champagne tasting Coca-Cola in the hands of my love, and oh, my love does it good. All us boys need something that they got. This one's for Elise, no Jean, Patty Boy. The immortal beloved Beethoven, they all lit a spark, and you know that they got it going. Shout out to the girl over there in my chair. Whoa, Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boyd, and Carole King, Hollywood Lawn. This one's for Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boyd, and Carole King, Hollywood Lawn, Linda Eastman, Candy Darling, got it started.
That was For Elise by Saints Motel. Now we're going to do a little chit-chat on the air. I've come up with a question because I just came back from a dining hall and had an amazing spice cake. I was wondering what everybody's favorite fall dessert was. Turn on the other microphones.
So I think that's a really good question. And thank you so much for asking, because fall is by far my favorite season. I just made a bomb pumpkin bread. It was just out of a box from Trader Joe's, but it was still really good, like very moist, very juicy. I'm not like a big pumpkin spice latte kind of girl, but like pumpkin pie, pumpkin bread, sign me up.
I'm kind of with you on that. I'm not really a pumpkin spice latte. What is it?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice latte kind of girl, obviously. but yeah, pumpkin bread, pumpkin pie, apple pie, pretty much any fall dessert, you name it. Pumpkin donuts.
Ooh, apple cider donuts,
apple
too.
Apple cider donuts. Mm-hmm. Apple cider donuts. Mm-hmm. Yep. Also, I'm also into just apple crisp, good old basic. Or like cranberry crumble is like, I feel like, an underrated classic.
Yeah, there's nothing better for me than apple cider and apple cider donuts for nice breakfast and dessert.
Why not breakfast, lunch, and dinner? It could go all the different ways. So,
what about you, Noah?
Oh, my favorite, I guess, maybe apple pie. Mm. Now, you can't beat it. It's quite a classic. And on the note of classics, this is Jessie's Girl for my sister listening in from New York. Jessie's Girl.
Jessie is a friend. Yeah, I know, he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
You guys are all going on the air now.
Yay. Oh my gosh, we're famous.
Welcome to Preserve Jams. I hope everyone is having a wonderful evening. I have some callers on the line from Widener University, outside of the suburbs of Philly. How are you all doing tonight?
We're doing amazing. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm so excited and so thankful that you all called in. I guess a question for you. How's the weather down there?
It's a little humid. Not yet fall weather, but apparently this weekend's supposed to be pretty good.
But that's what they said for the last, like, 3 weekends, so they're lying.
Are the trees changing at all?
Yeah, the trees are changing, but it's still, like, 80. So it's very confusing.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Yeah, we're starting to get some beautiful orange and red leaves here. It's really beautiful here. I'm very excited for fall to come in full force.
I would love to come see.
Oh, yeah, definitely come visit sometime. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It's been a pleasure having you all. Now I'm going to play...
Thank you.
Thank you. Free Fallen by Tom Petty.
Have a great night.
Same to you all.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
That was a nice taste of Free Fallin' by Tom Petty. That goes out to my mom. I love you back home in Delaware. It was nice seeing you this weekend, and I'll hopefully be back soon. Now we have the next host on for you all, so enjoy the music and have a lovely time.
right, guys, that's Drag by Daywave. We're going to interrupt for a second to read out our PCA of the show.
PSA.
Thank you, Anna. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tired of airplane noise? Mm-hmm. Call Massport Noise Complaint Line 617-561-3333. Please stop this abuse. At times, hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhoods, schools, playgrounds, and homes, as many as one every minute. Negative consequences include air pollution, noise pollution, sleep deprivation, high blood pressure, delayed patient recovery, animal distress. Make our skies fair for all. Join Boston West Fair Skies today at www.bostonwestfairskies.org. Thank you so much. Maria. You are live on air right now. Everyone, this is Maria Nolan. Welcome.
Thanks, Addie. Great to be here.
So, Maria, I have one question for you. Halloween costume?
I think my friends and I have been planning to do Seven Dwarves. That's the big one this year.
Seven Dwarves? Okay. That's so funny. I'm doing the same costume.
What?
Yeah, I just happen to be doing the same costume. So which character are you going to be?
I was thinking of being Grumpy. It really fits my personality best.
Grumpy? You don't sound grumpy at all. You sound cute.
Oh, thanks, Addie.
How'd you know my name?
Well, I have to go, but thank you so much for having me on air.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for being on. You have a great night, bye. Maria Nolan.
Thank you. Bye.
Welcome, everyone. Woo! Woo! Yeah. Guys, it's Addie again. I'm here with my trainer and other trainees? What's
fellow
the word?
Trainees.
Fellow trainees. Thank you. Thank you, Noah. Yeah, we got Noah, Anna, Jack, and Mona here. I got those right, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Look at me go.
That was really good.
So my friend called in, like we all know, and told me she's doing Seven Dwarves. Very interesting because I'm coincidentally doing the exact same thing. I want to know what you guys are doing for Halloween.
Ooh, really good question. I've been thinking about this a lot recently, and I've been perusing Amazon for some affordable Halloween costumes. A couple ideas include... the hormone monster from Big Mouth. I don't know if you guys watch Big Mouth, but
genius.
It's a really, really good show.
Genius.
It's like this dumb animated show about kids going through puberty on Netflix, which sounds really weird, but
it's no, that show is the
hilarious.
Best cast.
It's hilarious.
Too.
It's so
yeah.
It's like John Mulaney and yeah. Anyway, other ideas include Donna and the Dynamos from
yes.
Mamma Mia.
Yes.
That's my best idea probably, but you know, Halloween spans like 3 or 4 days depending on how much fun you want to have. So, you know, having multiple costumes queued up, that's where I'm going with it.
So ironically, my kind of every year I say I'm going to be Snow White, like because I look enough like Snow White.
You totally do.
That would
but
work.
But I can never find yellow pants. And I
Wait. Will you be our Snow White?
Well, I was waiting for you to say something and then I was like, okay, I guess she's just not going to catch the joke, but that's fine. But like, yeah, I keep looking for yellow pants, but I can't find them. Like I went to Forever 21, I like looked around and they just, we'll see. If I get the yellow, like yeah, bright yellow leggings is what I'm going for. So if I get that, maybe Snow White. If not, another dark curly haired icon, but I can't think of another one. So we'll see. We'll see.
I can think of a lot. We can
discuss. We'll talk.
We'll talk. Yeah.
Sure. I guess I am also still in the works. Maybe I'm thinking about doing some scientist. I like doing a little bit of educational Halloweening. I feel like it's a good time to spread some knowledge. Maybe that's a little nerdy of me. Last year I was Alan Turing, and the year before I was Edgar Allan Poe. So
wow.
The cogs in the brain are still growing, but we'll see. We'll get there.
Jack?
Yeah, all right. So I have a couple ideas. One of my, as I said, my buddy Alex Williams and I, we were talking about doing
shout
a,
out.
Yeah, shameless plug.
You did something amazing buddy. This weekend, man.
You did something great. We don't know what it is, but you did something great.
We were thinking about doing a gorilla suit and a banana suit.
Yeah.
And running around and having fun. And then my other idea was I got a pair of overalls recently. So I was going to go
overalls.
As a scarecrow or a farmer, and I'm still undecided. But.
Ooh, the victim or the perpetrator.
That's like a saucy dichotomy there. I feel positively about all those options for everyone.
All right, guys, we're gonna wrap this little chit chat up, and we're playing next She's Got You High by Mumra.
She's got you high and you don't even know yet. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. The sun's in the sky, it's warming up your bare legs, and you can't deny you're looking for the sunset. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. So search for the time before it leaves without you. Have you lost your mind or has she taken all of yours too? What's this? So see
Oh my gosh, no one could hear me that whole time. I'm really embarrassed right now. That's okay. I was so proud. I did a little fade.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is so good. It was not
good.
Gotta
always remember to press on.
Okay, always press on, kids. Always press on. Well, now that I'm here, I am now here with everyone now that the mics are on. Let's go around and let's all share something wholesome that happened today. Something wholesome.
Something wholesome. Okay, I have something. When I was at the gym, I saw this old woman like petting her dog outside and she looked so happy.
That is so
cute. And
I
was just like, the pure love between man and beast really gave me hope for the future.
That was beautiful. Something, okay, everyone else, something just like that. Just like that. Anyone?
Today I was at Hodge, you know, Hodge Food on the Run. Or is it Hodge Food on the Go?
I think it's on the run.
My favorite spot. I don't know. I ordered a burrito bowl, and the guy who made it for me was just really charming and nice.
Aww.
Yeah.
So wonderful.
So cute.
Yeah. All right. I got a quasi-wholesome thing. My mom texted me today at 8:30 when I was supposed to be in calc class, asking me if I was in calc class, to which I did not respond because I was eating breakfast in DeWick. So thanks, Mom, for trying to keep me in check.
Oh my gosh.
Today, as I was walking to one of my classes, I just glanced up at Preslon, which is a nice big green space on campus, and I just saw everyone sitting, enjoying the day in the sun and in the falling leaves, and it was just so wonderful and kind of inspiring almost to just see people being happy. So that's my wholesome moment.
Beautiful. Well, that is wonderful. And thank you, everyone, for sharing your wholesome moments. Let's go back to John Mayer. Bye. Hey guys, someone's gonna come on air. Let's have them come on.
Hey, this is Anna. I'm one of your very biggest fans in the whole wide world.
Thank you, Anna. I'm so happy you're on air and that it worked successfully and that everything went well. That's great.
You're like a tech wizard.
I feel like a tech wizard right now. I really do. Thank you so much for your presence. Is there anything you want to share in our final few minutes?
In our final few minutes, all I want to say is that WMFO is dope, and we're super hyped to be on the radio.
And what's the best show on WMFO?
Obviously, Preserve Jam.
Yeah.
Coming in second place will be the shows of all these wonderful trainees. But just know where you came from.
Oh my gosh, you know? We will. We will remember our roots. Thank you so much for calling, Anna. We're gonna. Oh, by the way, if for all our listeners, this is Mona and Anna on Preserve Jams, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How was that, Anna?
That was so good. That was amazing, and you're perfect.
Okay, great. Well, let's say goodbye. We're gonna end it with some Rena and the Diamonds. Thank you for listening to Preserve Jams this week and for giving us trainees a chance. And Anna will be back next week.
Woo-hoo.
Woo! Okay.